Top 20.
Hello again, everybody, and Buenos Dias. This is Robbie Bridges, all ready and set to count down the big hits from a great year in music, and we're headed back to the tail end of the 80s for the hits from this week of 1989. And you'll hear big ones from Debbie Gibson, Peter Cetera with Cher, and Bette Midler. Bobby Brown stops by, as does Natalie Cole and John Bon Jovi. But what was the number one song this week of spring 1989? Only one way to find out. Let's kick off the countdown.
Number 20.
At number 20 from Boston, Massachusetts, here are New Kids on the Block, I'll Be Loving You Forever. Jonathan and Jordan Knight, Joey McIntyre, Donnie Wahlberg, and Danny Wood, NKOTB, New Kids on the Block, I'll Be Loving You Forever. This week of 1989, they were at slot number 20, headed for a peak at number 3. That was one of the songs that helped power them to 2 American Music Awards the following year for Favorite Pop Rock Band, Duo or Group, and Favorite Pop Rock Album.
Mr. Keating, do you think you can beat this?
Keating, through his Phoenix-based Lincoln Savings and Loan, was charged with bilking 22,000 investors out of $250 million.
I have doubts that I'll even get a penny back, and this is my life savings.
This week of 89, the U.S. government seized the Irvine, California Lincoln Savings and Loan Association, but the scandal would widen as the so-called Keating Five senators who helped and protected Keating were called out, including future presidential candidate John McCain.
Number 19.
Now at number 19. A hard rock band out of New York City. From their self-titled debut album, here's the single called 17. This is Winger. Winger and 17, number 19 this week in 1989. Here on RT20, we spoke to Kip Winger, the frontman, who the band is named for, about how he feels seeing those old music videos today.
It's interesting. I don't relate to it that it's actually me. I see this as somebody else because it's so, kind of been such a long journey. But we had a great time, man. I mean, it was really exciting. It was, it was also very tense and like, oh God, what's going to happen? And when we put out our record and it's not selling, and what are we going to do? And it was quite a ride.
Number 18.
At number 18, perhaps the most infamous duo of the 80s. Here are Milli Vanilli with Girl, You Know It's True. The German duo who didn't really sing their own songs, Milli Vanilli, Girl, You Know It's True. This week in 1989, they were sitting at number 18 after peaking at number 1. That song was actually a cover of a song by the Baltimore, Maryland group Newmarks, who had a regional hit with their version in 1988. Coming up, we'll check the listener email bag. We'll do an RT20 chronicle of soldier songs and hear the one that was sitting on this week's survey. Plus, monster hits from Paula Abdul, Def Leppard, The Bangles, and this week's number one tune. A British band whose first single was an Elvis Presley cover. The answer is coming up on our climb to the top.
Robbie's Top 20.
Every weekend at this time on this radio station, we count down the big hits from a great year in music. We take a look back at the radio station airplay data, record sales, and we look at today's streams and searches to come up with our top 20. And this week, we're in 1989. This is Robbie Bridges counting them down. Our producer, as always, is Hunter Farman, and our digital director is Andrew Blitz. You'll find us at Robbie's Top 20 Countdown on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, and at robbiestop20countdown.com.
Number 17.
At number 17, the title track off the second studio album for 18-year-old Debbie Gibson. This is Electric Youth. Deborah Ann Gibson, Debbie Gibson, then just 18 years old. She turned 19 later in 1989. That was the title cut off her second studio album, which had just been released, Electric Youth. She began performing the song before the album came out and was shocked by the crowd reaction.
When I was writing it, I felt like this is a hit. Let me try it out on the road and just see how the audiences react. The audiences never heard it and they'd start to scream.
Got to imagine that felt pretty good.
Open up your eyes.
Their singer Carl Carlton with his 1974 hit version of Everlasting Love, a song that had first been released and was a hit for Robert Knight back in 1967. Gloria Estefan would have a big hit with it in 1994. And Howard Jones was just outside the top 20 this week in 1989 with a song that's an RT20 countdown extra this week. Here's Howard with his song called Everlasting Love that is an entirely different lyric. In RT20 Countdown Extra from this week in 1989, another hit named Everlasting Love, but different from the hits we heard in the 60s, 70s, and later in the 90s. Howard Jones, on RT20. Coming up, we'll dive back into the survey with the 16 biggest hits all across America from this week in 89, including a return to the chart for 38 Special, a big one from REM, and a controversial Madonna song, plus our RT20 chronicle of soldier songs, songs with soldier in the title, including the one on this week's survey, and this week's number one song, co-produced by Prince producer David Z at his Paisley Park recording studio in Minneapolis.
Robbie's Top 20, Robbie's Top 20.
Coast to coast, border to border, around the globe every weekend, we're on great radio stations counting down the big hits from a super year in music. And this week, we're in 1989, and I'm Robbie Bridges, on with the survey at number 16. And it's a song that brings us to this week's RT20 Chronicle of Soldier Songs, songs with soldier in the title. And they include number one hits going all the way back to 1962 from the Shirelles, Soldier Boy. You might include the 1966 number one hit that, while it doesn't have soldier in the title, a Green Beret is a designation of a certain kind of soldier, the Ballad of the Green Berets by Staff Sergeant Barry Sadler. There are the country hits by the Chicks, Travelin' Soldier, and Toby Keith, American Soldier, Bob Marley's Buffalo Soldier, and the R&B hits from Destiny's Child called Soldier, and Soldier Boy's Soldier Boy. There's a big one from Sade. There was Soldiers by Rachel Platten, The Unknown Soldier by The Doors, and One Tin Soldier by Coven from the 1960s film Billy Jack. There was even a hit later in 1989 for Martika, Toy Soldiers. And then the song that was on this week's survey. It was a comeback hit for Donny Osmond. Here's Donny with Soldier of Love. Back in 1971, Donny Osmond had a number one hit with his cover of Steve Lawrence's Go Away, Little Girl, and he almost beat his own record with that song, which late in 1988 had made it all the way up to number two and was on the chart for weeks and weeks. This week of 1989, it had fallen back to number 16. Donny Osmond and Soldier of Love, the song on this week's survey, part of the RT20 Chronicle of Soldier Songs. Hit songs with soldier in the title.
Number 15.
At number 15, another comeback song, this from the rock band 38 Special, called Second Chance. Formed way back in 1974 in Jacksonville, Florida, by Donnie Van Zandt and Don Barnes, and named for Smith & Wesson's 38 Special revolver cartridge, there is the band 38 Special with the first top 10 hit they'd had since 1982's Caught Up in You. 38 Special and Second Chance. Not only one of the biggest catchphrases of 1989, but one of the most misquoted, "If you build it, he will come," not "if you build it, they will come," from the movie Field of Dreams, the number one movie this week in 1989 that starred Kevin Costner. There was another big baseball film. That one starred Charlie Sheen and Tom Berenger, Major League. There was a horror movie, Pet Sematary, the rom-com Say Anything and She's Out of Control, and Jean-Claude Van Damme in the action flick Cyborg. But the summer of 1989 would bring the year's biggest movies with Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade, Michael Keaton's Batman, Ghostbusters 2, and The Little Mermaid, just to name a few.
Number 14.
Now at number 14 is a song first released in 1982, but was on the chart after being featured on the soundtrack of the movie Rain Man, which starred Tom Cruise and Dustin Hoffman. Here are the Bell Stars with their cover of Ico Ico. There's the London-based band The Bell Stars with their cover of Ico Ico. This week in 1989, they were sitting at slot number 14. They were big stars in the UK, but that was their first top 20 hit in the US. A cover of a song that had been a top 20 hit for the Dixie Cups, best known for their big 60s smash, Chapel of Love. Not only was that Bell Stars song a hit after being featured in the movie Rain Man, but it was memorably used in an ABC TV special promoting the opening of Splash Mountain at Disney World.
Splash Mountain. It may look peaceful and fun, but the only way out is a long way down.
The TV special featured the members of the Mickey Mouse Club, and the TV commercial, the voice of Don LaFontaine, a famous movie trailer announcer. The attraction was themed to the Disney film Song of the South, today to the movie Princess and the Frog, retitled Tiana's Bayou Adventure. By the way, 1989, a big year for Disney parks, as they also would open the Disney MGM Studios in Florida. On the way, we edge closer and closer to this week's number one song from 1989, and hear another movie hit, this time from Bette Midler, a love song from the Bengals and Bon Jovi, and this week's top tune from a group who appeared as the house band in the nightclub scene of the film Tin Men, and their name came from a 1960 Natalie Wood movie. The answer and the song are on the way.
Robbie's Top 20.
In the RT20 listener email bag, a big hello to Rose, who's just found us in Deer Park, New York. Certainly appreciate that. And a big welcome to Joel Murphy and everybody listening on Z93 in Dayton, Ohio. The hot, rockin', flame-throwing Z is back, and we're proud to be on the air everywhere across greater Dayton. Thank you for listening every weekend. Feel free to connect. We love hearing from you at Robbie's Top 20 Countdown on all the socials. I'm Robbie Bridges. We're in 1989, and on with the countdown.
Number 13.
At number 13, a duet between former Chicago singer Peter Cetera and Cher. This is called After All. Peter Cetera and Cher, After All, on RT20. This week in 1989, they were at number 13. We asked Peter if he can feel it in his gut that one of his songs is going to become a big hit.
Oh, yeah, big time. Listening to the radio, the melody is the song.
Number 12.
At number 12, the rock band formed in Athens, Georgia, R.E.M. Here's Stand. Contrary to popular belief, R.E.M., with a period after each of the capitalized letters, does not refer to rapid eye movement or REM, a kind of deep sleep, but rather is a reference to lead singer Michael Stipe's fascination with photographer Ralph Eugene Meteyard, who signed his prints R.E.M. That's their big hit this week in 1989 at number 12, called Stand.
They said it wasn't humanly possible. All the power and excitement of Nintendo right in the palm of your hand. Introducing Game Boy.
Game Boy made its debut this month of 1989, and most units came loaded with the game Tetris. It would run you $89.99, which in today's money is about $250.
Number 11.
Now, number 11, just outside the top 10, from their third studio album, Everything, a song written by lead singer Susanna Hoffs and inspired by the eternal flame at Graceland, where the band, being Elvis fans, and had a private tour. The smaller the number, the bigger the hit. And the 11th biggest this week in 1989 belonged to the Bengals. There's Eternal Flame on RT20.
Debbie Peterson, I play drums and sing. I'm Michael Steele, and I play bass guitar and sing.
I'm Vicki Peterson, I play lead guitar, sing, and cause a lot of trouble.
That's for sure.
I'm Susanna Hoffs, I play rhythm guitar and sing.
The latest album. This is the first one in 3 years almost, right?
Two and a half.
Seems like 3 years.
There are the ladies on the syndicated TV show Best Hit USA. Coming up, we fly into the top 10 with songs from Bette Midler, Tone Loc, and Roxette, and this week's number one song in 1989 that will be nominated for Record of the Year and for Best Video at the MTV Video Music Awards, and lose both.
Robbie's Top 20. Robbie's Top 20.
From Paducah, Kentucky to Pensacola, Florida. And from Toms River, New Jersey to Torrance, California, we're counting down the big hits from a great year in music all across these United States every weekend right here at this time on this radio station. I am Robbie Bridges, and welcome into our second big hour of the hits from this week of spring 1989. And as the survey rolls on, we head into the top 10.
Number 10.
At number 10, we hear a guy who's a former member of a Boston boy band, not New Kids on the Block, who kicked off the countdown back at number 20 with I'll Be Loving You Forever, but New Edition. 1989, he was solo and in the top 10 at number 10 with Every Little Step. Here is Bobby Brown. Often cited as a pioneer of the New Jack Swing music movement, a fusion of hip-hop and R&B, there's Bobby Brown, had gone solo from New Edition and was in the middle of a string of hits, including that one, Every Little Step, number 10, this week in 1989. Let's do an RT20 countdown extra and make it a double shot from Bobby. This song would be a hit off the soundtrack of one of the summer of 1989's biggest movies, Ghostbusters 2. Here's Bobby with On Our Own. Off the soundtrack of what was the highly anticipated Ghostbusters 2, there's Bobby Brown with an RT20 countdown extra on our own.
Ghostbusters, we're ready to believe you.
Also heard the song again on this week's survey at number 10, Every Little Step. We'll check the top TV shows coming up.
Number 9.
But now at number 9, another movie soundtrack song. This one from the film Beaches that starred Barbara Hershey and this song's singer. Here's Bette Midler with Wind Beneath My Wings.
My
We mentioned this week's number one song was nominated for Record and Song of the Year, but it did not win at the Grammy Awards for 1989. That song did, Wind Beneath My Wings, Bette Midler. This week in 1989, it was at slot number 9 after peaking at number 1 from the soundtrack of the movie Beaches. Earlier versions had been recorded by people like Gary Morris, Gladys Knight and the Pips, and Lou Rawls, and it was written, co-written, by Larry Henley, who'd been the lead singer of a one-hit wonder in the 60s, a song called Bread and Butter, when he was fronting a group called the New Beats. Boy, would you ever imagine that voice would write Wind Beneath My Wings? But it's true, Larry Henley. On the way, just 8 to go until we hit that number one song, including Madonna, Natalie Cole, and Def Leppard. And this week's number one song, a band with a peculiar name who originally called themselves The Beat.
Robbie's Top 20.
Every weekend, we count down the hits from a great year in music, and you get to hear them from number 20 to number 1. This weekend, we're in 1989, and I'm Robbie Bridges.
Number 8.
At number 8 is a lady who began her career as a cheerleader for the Los Angeles Lakers at the age of 18 before she became the head choreographer. That got her spotted by Janet Jackson. She worked on her music videos and led to her own recording career. With the title cut of her debut studio album, Forever Your Girl, here is Paula Abdul.
Hey.
Paula Abdul and Forever Your Girl, number 8 this week in 1989 here on RT20.
Why not go up to Montana? And we're a shade old to start fights all over again, don't you think?
Big hits on TV this week of spring 1989 included the miniseries Lonesome Dove, which co-starred Robert Duvall. American Gladiators made its debut in syndication, and the Super Mario Brothers Super Show cartoon premiered. More and more kids were watching cable. Nickelodeon had launched You Can't Do That on Television and Double Dare. Meanwhile, on the big three networks, hits included Roseanne, A Different World, The Golden Girls, and Empty Nest.
Number 7.
At number 7, partly inspired by Lou Reed's 1972 recording of Satellite of Love, here's Def Leppard with Rocket. The 7th and final single released off the Hysteria album, Def Leppard at number 7 this week in 1989 with Rocket.
We spent most of our lives in here when we weren't doing our day jobs, playing, hanging out.
The first gig we ever played was in this room, really.
Yeah.
Remember, we had an invited audience.
We used to call them rented crowd because they were all our mates.
Yeah. We only had 4 or 5 songs. But, you know, we did it like a gig, you know, it's all foot on the monitor and shaking your head about. But it was brilliant fun.
Joe Elliott, Rick Savage, Rick Allen, Phil Cullen, and Vivian Campbell talking about the early days of Def Leppard's career.
Number 6.
At number 6, the daughter of the legendary crooner, Nat King Cole, who became a legend in her own right. Here's Natalie Cole with Miss You Like Crazy. 14 years after her first single, which made it all the way up to number 6 in 1975, this will be, and at number 6 this week in 1989. There's Natalie Cole and Miss You Like Crazy on RT20.
Oh, Carl, nice boots.
The iconic urban wear brand Carl Conti debuted this week in 1989. Coming up, just 5 to go until we reach that number 1 song, including a big hit for Madonna that got her repudiation from the Catholic Church and lost her a deal with Pepsi. The details are coming up.
Robbie's Top 20. Robbie's Top 20.
We are on the socials at Robbie's Top 20 Countdown. Big shout out to Jordan Davis in New Jersey and Rebecca Holmes. Both follow us on Instagram at Robbie's Top 20 Countdown. Thank you. This weekend, we're in 1989. On with the survey.
Number 5.
At number 5, LA-born Anthony Terrell Smith, but you know him by his stage name. Here is Tone Loc with Funky Cold Medina. His follow-up to his 1988 smash hit Wild Thing, which went all the way up to number 2, that song was on its way up to number 3 this week at slot number 5, Tone Loc and Funky Cold Medina. Now, at number 4, the duo that formed in Halmstad, Sweden, way back in 1981, Per Jessel and the late Marie Fredriksson. In late 1988, the two would finally break through with this song, which was on its way back down the chart this week of 1989, and here they are on MTV talking about it at the time.
I remember we were sitting in the night scene and dreamed about to maybe someday we can do something in English and have a success.
Number 4.
They were certainly having success this week of 89 at number 4 after peaking at number 2, Roxette with The Look.
La, 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 la,
Roxette and The Look, after peaking at number two, back down to number four this week of 1989. They would follow it up with more big hits like Listen to Your Heart, It Must Have Been Love from the Pretty Woman soundtrack, and Joyride. Coming up, we'll hear the top three and from John Bon Jovi on The Pinnacle of Success, plus this week's number one song.
Robbie's Top 20.
From the Atlantic's wake to the Pacific's break, from the pines to the palms and the salt spray to the bayou, from the Red River to the Rio Grande, we are testing the limits of radio's GPS from sea to shining sea and stretching the map until it snaps, playing the hits across America every weekend from a great year in music. This is Robbie Bridges, and we are in 1989. At number three, here is Bon Jovi, and I'll Be There For You. A big slow dance to close out the night at many proms across the USA in the spring of 1989, and the third biggest record on the chart that week. Here's Bon Jovi, and I'll Be There For You on RT20. We spoke with John Bon Jovi, who talked about reaching the pinnacle of success.
Along your career, every step of the way you think was the big accomplishment. So whether I played a block dance or got a record deal or got our first number one album or played your first, stadium to our induction into the Hall of Fame, every time you got to that level, you thought, that's the pinnacle.
Got a feeling John's still got a ways to go.
Number two.
Now at number two is a song that got Madonna in some hot water. She had signed a deal with Pepsi as a spokesperson, but it got pulled after the Catholic Church spoke out against the imagery in the music video for this song. Here is Madonna with Like a Prayer. From Bay City, Michigan, there is Madonna, Like a Prayer, the second biggest hit in the USA this week of 1989. The following week, it would jump to number one. Now, this is Robbie Bridges. We've counted down 19 of the biggest hits from this week in 89. That means there's only one thing left to do up here where the air is rare at the tippy top of the chart, and that's figure out exactly what the number one song was. It's from a group who began as The Beat, but then changed to the peculiar name Fine Young Cannibals, named after the 1960 Natalie Wood, Robert Wagner movie, All the Fine Young Cannibals. And the band had quite a connection to the movies and had their first real taste of worldwide success being featured in the film Tin Men, and their song Good Thing, which became a hit, was on the soundtrack. They had some success in their native UK before they hit it big in the US, including with a cover of Elvis Presley's Suspicious Minds.
We can go on
But it was this song that would put them over the top, recorded in the good old US of A outside Minneapolis at Prince's Paisley Park by Prince producer David Z. The number one song in the USA this week in 1989 was from Fine Young Cannibals. She Drives Me Crazy.
Number one.
One of two crazy songs on this week's survey from back in 1989, Miss You Like Crazy, Natalie Cole back at number six, and there it is, the number one song in the land all across North America this week in 89, Fine Young Cannibals FYC with She Drives Me Crazy. And there you have them, the top 20 big hits from another great year in music, and already I can't wait to do it all over again. We'll pick another year next weekend, same time, same station, and count them down from number 20 all the way to number one using the record sales data, radio station, airplay, and streams and searches today. Thank you to our executive producer, the man with the plan, the man who makes it all happen, Mr. Hunter Farman, and thank you to our digital director, Andrew Blitz. He checks all those messages and prints them out for me. So please stay in touch in the meantime at robbiestop20countdown.com or on the socials at robbiestop20countdown. That's Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. We put some great music trivia up there and look forward to hearing from you. And me, I'm Robbie Bridges, saying thank you for listening and leave your radio locked right here where you got it.
Robbie's Top 20.